What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome back to The Winning State of Mind, where we're talking about cultivating and jumpstarting and elevating your growth towards that winning state of mind, okay? I actually was thinking about what I wanted to talk about, and I was just going through the recesses of my brain. I'm like, you know what? Let me just revisit some of my memories that I was having when I was having conversations with people, just like about different things, I guess. Not really sure how to use words right now. I guess conversations about people's dreams and goals and passions. There you go. That's the best way to say it. And then got me to thinking about the time where I was talking to my roommate, Ahmad Jones, who I've had on my podcast before, the young entrepreneur Ahmad Jones. Please check that episode out if you haven't heard it. It's really great, and he's a endeavoring individual, just like his clothing line. And it made me think just the excitement and the positivity and the happiness I saw just emanating and radiating from him when he first told me he wanted to make this clothing line, and how excited he was about it. It was a great feeling, and it was cool to watch, and it was cool to be a part of. It was cool to witness all of that, and I love that. And then that got me thinking, I don't think as many people realize the power that they have as they do. So maybe this is what I should talk about. And so to sum all that up, I just want to talk about today the power we have as humans, and I think a lot of it goes on deaf ears, or a lot of it becomes seeds that don't bear any fruit because a lot of humans are ignorant to what they can do. And it goes into ideas and just vision and ambition, okay? An idea, this is from Inception, which is one of my favorite movies. An idea is like a virus. And if you can spread your idea to someone else and they believe it, now you've infected another person. And when you get a multitude, this is going extra. Like, all they said from Inception was that an idea is like a virus. But if you can get a multitude of people to accept and believe your idea, then you've now created an epidemic. Okay? And it's not a bad thing. I don't want to use those terms because those are kind of synonymous with like negative things, but you're able to bring a thought from your own mind that nobody else has heard of into reality and make it a real thing. And you can even make it a tangible thing, which is crazy. Like, can you break that down? You took something from your brain, created a way to bring that idea into reality, and then you brought that idea into reality and made it physical and tangible. Doesn't that kind of sound like something above what a normal human can do, right? That's crazy. Like, I need to stop saying like, but that's really the power that we have, and we don't realize it. And you can say, oh man, I'm just building something, or I'm just, even if I made a cardboard box for cereal, it's just a cardboard cereal box. Well, you had that idea, or somebody had that idea to make a box out of cardboard, and they brought it into reality. So now you can use that box to hold some cereal in it. A lot of times people think because something isn't significant, or because it's not the most innovative or the most groundbreaking technology, then we need to overlook it, or it's not really that big of a deal. Interesting enough, I had a conversation with my coworker yesterday before I worked my last day well, before I left from working my last day, bittersweet, and we were just talking about how it would be great to just work on our dreams and our goals the time we would be working. All the time and the hours we spent working at a job, if we could just wake up, work right on music. He wanted to do a hunting channel on YouTube, so he said he would just focus on those two things, and he doesn't need that much money. He'd be cool with like $40,000. And I was saying the same thing. Pretty much, I don't need that much money either. I want the money so that I can use it and donate and help people and be charitable and really make a change in this world, but it's not necessary. I don't need a Benz. I don't need a Bentley. I don't need any of that, man. I just want a car. I really kind of want an electric car. And I'm really thinking about getting a Prius Prime. Those are actually kind of nice. But anyway, that's besides the point. But we were talking, and he said, you know what? Fast and all, they already got their dream. They already got their money. And that got me thinking, too, because I think about this all the time. I feel as though a lot of people, they see these entities like Amazon. Let me not even say company, because let me not even say entity. Dang, I just gave it all away. But what I was trying to say is a lot of people see these companies, these big corporate Fortune 500 companies, right? They see them on the NYSE and NASDAQ and Dow Jones and all that. And they think that, oh man, these companies are in control. There's Walmart, there's Amazon. Man, they're so big and they're so powerful. But kind of forget the fact that it all started from one man's dream. These companies are now ascending beyond what a human has done, and they're given their own entity in our universe, if that makes sense. The average person looks at Amazon as a huge monster. Amazon has this much money. Amazon brings in, let's just say, $3.5 billion annually. Amazon brings in 10,000 employees per three months or something. Amazon ships 800,000 product a month or something. Like, I'm just throwing numbers out there, but we see that and it's like, man, Amazon is crazy. Amazon is doing all this, but really, Jeff Bezos is the one who's doing all this. It's not Amazon. It's not Amazon at all. It's Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos had the idea for Amazon. Jeff Bezos brought that idea into reality. And Jeff Bezos brought other people on board with his idea and influenced other people to believe in his idea. And then it became a part of this earth naturally. And that's really anything. If there's anything you want to do in this life, and you have an idea, your only task is to bring it into life and then get other people to believe in it. That's it. That's all it is. You have an idea, bring it into reality, and then get other people to believe in it. And then congratulations, you now succeeded in doing whatever it is. You want to be a rapper? Okay. Bring your rapping into reality and then get other people to believe it. Wow, you're not so good. You're not so bad. You're pretty good, actually. You got 10 people. Oh, wow. Well, look, 10 people think you're a rapper now. You get 30 people. Wow, look, 30 people think you're a rapper now. Okay, keep growing. Keep getting more. Spread that idea like a virus. Spread it. The most common virus is mono, one of the most common, Epstein-Barr virus, and 95% of people have had it, and it's crazy. That just seems like almost six billion pretty much people have had it, and there's that 1 billion that hasn't. That might not even be 1 billion. That might be less than 1 billion. It'll be 100 millions or something. But do what Mono does, but with your idea. Do that same thing. Have that same mentality. Infect 95% of the world with your idea. Don't be afraid to start that company. And please shed that the entity off of these companies. Because I used to do it all the time too. I would just look at Walmart and say, man, Walmart is this huge business everywhere. And they have the cheapest prices. And Walmart's always been around, and Walmart's here to stay. But in reality, Walmart can be shut out by Amazon. They're competing with Amazon. They're struggling to compete online, especially. And that was brought into life by Sam Walton. I don't know the complete backstory of Walmart, but I do know that it started with an idea that Sam Walton had in his head. And that's it. It's as simple as that. We try and overcomplicate things to give us a reason to not pursue it and to not put the work in. I'm sorry, but that's just the hard truth. It's the cold, hard truth. That's what we do. We always look for an excuse, a reason to not want to do something. Okay. I've had people say, I'm going to look for a reason to not like this person. It's like, yo, you put more energy in looking for reasons to not like this person than seeing if you could actually like this person. And I remember there being a time when I was about 17 or 18. And my one friend used to talk to this girl, but things didn't work out between them. So he would just badmouth her all the time to me. And he's my friend, so I was just like, okay, well, I'm just not going to talk to her then. I mean, she messed with my boy, and she doesn't have any good qualities coming out this guy's mouth. Never did I once think that he was being completely biased and irrational or whatever, but I was like, all right. But then one day, I think I was 17 in the beginning, and now I'm 18. I was like, you know what? There's no reason for me to not talk to this girl, like, because she hasn't wronged me. She hasn't proven her non-value to me. That's only the encounter that they've had, and it could be for multiple reasons, whatever that happened. But I was just going to talk to her as an acquaintance, as a friend. Well, get to be a friend, but as an acquaintance at least. And sure enough, when I started talking to her, she wasn't a bad person, really, at all. And actually had a lot of fun together. And it's just like, man, people can say anything and give you a reason to not like it. Or we can just take that as a reason because it was told to us to not like something, and that's it, to move on. All it takes is one person to tarnish something's reputation, and that's it. And I'll have to talk about reputation. I'm so glad I'm going on this track right now, because that's going to be a great episode. But reputation can be destroyed in an eighth of the time it took to build that reputation. Reputation is so interesting to me. I had to get that good stretch out. Oh, man, that felt good. But reputation is one of the most volatile things in this world, and it's so easy to lose it. You could spend 10 years working to become the greatest athlete of all time. But then once it comes out that you were using HGH, Lance Armstrong, now your reputation's tarnished. And just like that, All the blood, sweat, and tears, the trials and tribulations, the hours spent practicing, the hours spent in the gym, the hours spent grinding, the hours spent trying to convince people, the hours spent alone, tired, exhausted, weak, down the drain. You could be the best person you could be, and nothing but the best. You could do so many good acts and good deeds and impact so many places. Families, you could pay it forward. You could go to Walmart, pay 10 families groceries. You could go to McDonald's and pay for the 5 orders behind you on rush hour or whatever, the dinner rush. Pay for the 5 orders behind you, and you could go find somebody on the street and give them $30. You could start a new job that same week. And because someone didn't like the way that you said something, now they're going to go to your superior and say, you know what, I don't really like Alex. I don't think he's that good. And he did this, this, and this. And there you go. Now, all the deeds that you did mean nothing. All the good things that you did mean nothing. The good person and the good character that you have means nothing. Because they're not seeing that. They're only seeing what was told to them. It's like looking with your ears and not your eyes. You can't do it. It just don't work. You gotta watch, man. You gotta watch and formulate opinions of your own. And be careful. Because there's a lot of things floating around that people make seem legitimate, but it's still falsified information. Or fallacy, one of my favorite words. But let's get back to the main meat of the situation, because I feel like we're getting a little far out there. I'm going to save a lot of that reputation talk on a future episode. I'm really excited now about that. About to actually write that down in my notes so I don't forget. But it's interesting. Very, very interesting. To just look at these companies and imagine if we were there from the beginning, right? Imagine if you were there when Bill Gates had his first idea for Microsoft, right? Imagine the type of person he was. Imagine life without Microsoft, okay? We don't know a life without Walmart. We don't know a life without... If you're born... I don't know when Walmart was founded, but I don't know a life without Walmart, and I never will know, probably. Because... Well, not even probably, because Walmart's already been a part of my life. Ooh, I'm about to take it another point too, okay? So this just goes to show even further the power we have as humans, because look, Sam Walton's idea that he had, it could be wherever. He could have been on his mom's couch in the basement right after college, thinking about Walmart, thinking about everything he wanted and how he's going to have the lowest prices and how he wanted to have the lowest prices and everything. Because of the work, the dedication, and all the time that he put in, now he changed my life. Because look, he's affected my life, and I've shopped at Walmart. I just went to Walmart yesterday to buy some cookies for my coworkers. And if he never did what he would have wanted to, and he never believed in his dream, then I would have been going to Giant, or I would have been going to Wise. I would have been going somewhere else. Carnes, because Walmart wouldn't have Walmart would not have existed. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's crazy to think about for me, that someone's grandkids lived through the invention of Walmart. That's, I don't know. Like, I'm someone's grandchild. And they went to Walmart, my parents went to Walmart, and I went to Walmart, and my kids are going to go to Walmart, and their kids are going to go to Walmart, and it's like, That's somebody that really realized the power that they have in humanity and what a human is capable of doing, not just what a human is capable of excusing. That's the difference. You need to recognize, if you're gonna get anything out of this episode, recognize what you're capable of doing, not what you're capable of excusing. Bars. I just came up with that on the spot, and I feel like that's really cool because it's so easy to think of a reason why. Think of a reason why we need to shut this down, why we can't like this person, why we can't do this, why I can't save up money for that car, why I can't go take out a loan and then invest it and then be safe, why I can't go take this risk. Instead of, well, what can I do? Why can't I do this? Where should I take this if I do take this opportunity? What do I do next? Who do I ask for help? Where do I go to find resources? Those are questions asked much less. 'Cause that requires more thinking. That's a step process. It's the beginning to planning. It's the beginning to formulating a business plan. You think of an excuse, it's like you're leaving the track that you're on. Think of it as you're walking on pace and it's like, okay, I have this idea. There's the exit. Like you're on the interstate, like you're on the highway or something. All your excuses are the exits. And then any other justification that you have, you just keep going straight. That's it. Those are the keep left lane signs. And then there's the fast lane, the middle lane, and the slow lane. Right? Or there's just the fast lane and the slow lane. It's not about what lane you're in, it's about being on a lane in the first place and not taking an exit. Because once you take an exit, you're done. You're done, and you got to find a way to get back on. Find a way to start over. Come back to where you left off. Make that U-turn and jump right back on. Just think. What do you have to lose, right? That's one of the most powerful questions you can ask yourself to give you that next step, to give you that burst of energy and that reason to stay. What do I have to lose? Some time. I mean, I'm not sure if I'll be able to do this, if I'll succeed in my dream of being a successful blogger, but I mean, I guess I'll just lose some time. All right, you got time to lose. Okay? I'm not saying your time is in value. I'm not saying your time isn't precious. But you have time to learn and to adapt and to become better. All right? Yeah. Are you losing money out of it? Maybe a little bit. But money comes and goes, right? Money always comes back. Even money that you're not spending now is money you're going to be spending in the future. You save $12 now, you got to spend $12 later, it's going to be that saves $12. Yeah, I guess you're right. In the grand scheme of things, we don't have that much to lose. So why not risk it and take a chance and try and get what you want out of this life? To put fear aside and just grab courage tight. As strong as you can. And then just go for it. Secure the grip and go for the ride, man. Because at the end of the day, we have nothing to lose. Plain and simple. And all the rap songs that I'd hear, people say, yeah, I got nothing to lose. Like, I never really understood it until now. Until I had dreams of my own where I wanted to go get them. And people say all the time, what if this doesn't work out? What's your backup plan? Why are you asking me about a backup plan? I'm not preparing for it to not work out. I'm not preparing to fail. I don't really need a backup plan. If it comes to where I decide to deem myself a failure and I'm not in love with this anymore, then I'll think of something else. But I'm not going to go into my dream already with a backup plan, anticipating it not working out. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You can't want something and then anticipate it failing and prepare for it to fail. No. That doesn't work at all. Because you should believe it deep down inside yourself that you are going to get there. You're going to get to where you want to be. And you will get there. As long as you stay consistent and persistent. Persevere. That's what separates the successful from the non. Newt Gingrich said, hard work isn't the time that you put in when you're exhausted. Well, the hard work isn't the time you put in that gets you exhausted. It's the time that you put in after you already put in the hard work. That's what hard work is. Hard work is the time you put in after you already put the time in. Okay, I put the time in for all this. Now what am I going to do? You want to do some more? No, I do not endorse or co-sign Newt Gingrich. But that was just a really good quote. And that's the thing. I'm not saying anybody should be trying to break their own body down and deprive themselves of sleep. And when you're tired, no, stay up instead, because you know, best believe I'm going to sleep. I'm getting my energy. I'm not destroying my body for nothing ever, because your health is your wealth first off, and I'm putting my health first. But just be smart about it. Be smart and be aware. We easily become enshrouded. I hope that's a word. Enshrouded by these ideas and these mindsets that government puts on us in society, that we forget on what reality is. We become delusional and we lose sight of what's real and what's not. What's real is that Walmart was created by a man named Sam Walton. And that it's not this huge company that's just hiring people and it's so bad and hell on earth and whatever, whatever. One man created it, right? Kanye West said, no one man should have all this power, but look at all the people that have it. In my last episode, I said, based on the 80-20 technique, the Pareto principle, the guy noticed that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the population. Like, doesn't that stump you? Isn't that crazy? Think of the whole country of Italy. Imagine if all of America was owned by 20%. Oh, well, that might actually be a reality. Might be 1%, huh? There's more to it, y'all. There's more to it than what we just see on a regular day. And I really encourage y'all to keep your eyes open and be self-aware. Don't just ever fall in the swing of things, all right? Don't just go with the cycle. Don't just take things as is and not reach out to try and expand your knowledge. Don't try and not learn things. Go out with intent to learn. Go out with pride to learn. Go out with hunger to learn. Some things to learn are kind of scary, kind of intimidating. There's things that I've learned, I'm like, you know what? It makes me uneasy. And once I learn this, I can never go back to not knowing it. But I know that me knowing it is better than me not knowing it. Ignorance is only bliss. And sooner or later, that ignorance is going to be shed. And whoever's going to expose you to the truth will do so. But people want to cling on to that. It's like clinging on to that high. You get a high from it. It's like, oh man, I feel good because now it's one less thing. One less bad thing, one less evil thing that's in this world. And now I don't have to be negative because I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not giving it any time or attention or nothing. I guess that works. I guess it's a solution if it's working for you, but that ain't me. And that ain't never gonna work for me. Just like I ain't never gonna work for Sam Walton. Not unless they offering me a lot of money. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base on that and really dive in on that because it's perplexing how humans, we give these companies entities, we give them identities of their own, and we give them like the energy to exist with us. They're existing. They're not just a company, they're their own thing. And brands and brand affinity and brand relationship is one of the most interesting things I've ever learned in college. And it's just crazy how people get attached to one person's idea, one person's creation can affect people in such an adverse way that they completely change. It's crazy. But just stay alert, stay on your grind, stay on your purpose, keep working, and you know it's all gonna work out, all right? And bring as many people to the top as you can with you. That's what it's all about too. That's what my goal is. I don't want to just have success. I want to have my boys have success. I want to have my friends have success. My family have success. That's why I like Dave East so much, because he's always talking about, yeah, me and my boys rocked out in gold. Me and my boys got the ice on. I'm trying to see my guys succeed too. And that's facts. And when I succeed, if I got a way that'll help them succeed, then I'm going to give it to them. If I got a connection that I can make, then I'm going to make that connection. That's simple. And what did we learn last episode? That simple ain't easy. Everything is simple. And being successful is simple, but it ain't easy. But I believe in y'all. And I hope y'all believe in me too. So this has been another episode of The Winning State of Mind. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for the episodes on reputation, because that's going to be a good one. And I'll figure out some more topics come naturally to me. But if you'd like to hear something specifically, please, please, please reach out to me and let me know. I'll gladly talk about it, get somebody else to talk about it. Hey, if you want to talk about it with me, or just talk on my show in general, then also hit me up. Let me know. Find me on social media. I am Alex Davis at Instagram, at Twitter, at Snapchat. I am Alex Davis. Yeah, and I look forward to hearing from y'all. I hope forward to discussing these episodes. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for y'all. So thank y'all so, so, so much. And please have a blessed rest of your day. Peace.